So we're going along, we're losing weight, and we're feeling really good about ourselves. And then it happens, and it always happens to everyone at some point or another. All the things you were doing don't seem to work anymore. And now you're not able to even lose 1 more pound. And you're like, really? What is going on? So today we're going to talk about weight loss plateaus and the law of diminishing returns. Let's get going. Thank you for choosing the Weight Loss Woo podcast, where the true meets the woo. If you're interested in weight loss and wellness science, spirituality and self-healing, health mindset hacks, and universal laws like the law of attraction, you're in the right place. My name is Terry Renault, and my certifications in wellness, weight loss, law of attraction, and life coaching, just to name a few, have been helping people over 40 lose weight since 2015. Let's get into it. So you've been watching everything you eat and trying to stick with your new healthier weight reduction and wellness program. And when you go to the scale says, sorry, you're still the same size. You still weigh the same. Keep trying. We'll talk later. And you're like, well, what is going on? Because I am doing all of the right things. And I was losing so much weight. Like I released, 20, 30 pounds. And it just blew off so easily. And now I'm doing all the same things. And my body, it's not dropping any more weight. What is up with that? Okay, so we don't want to get too sciencey because, man, that's boring. Let's go back to your body gets used to whatever you're doing, right? So the body just says, okay, well, I'm used to all these new things now, and that's all right, and I'm just gonna maintain, right? See, now it's time to shake things up a little. If you notice that you're stalled or you've slowed down to the point where you're getting kind of worried that you're not going to be able to progress any further. So let's talk about this is the law of diminishing returns, right? Sooner or later, we cannot expect to get all these things back when we're putting the same things out, right? It just happens naturally. It's a universal law, and that's why it affects everything, including weight loss. In the same way that Pet Rocks, right? I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember that, but, these little painted rocks and, glued on a thing with little faces painted on. When they first hit the market, like the chia head, everybody was like, oh, that's what I need. I need a bunch of rocks, like with little happy faces painted on them. And then at some point, everybody went, well, that's really kind of old school 70s. Let's move on with our decor. And the creator of that phenomenon just stop making money, right? The body gets just as bored with your same old routine. So here are some ways that you can shake things up and get things moving along again. All right, I want you to look at what you have been doing and what has worked. And I'm not saying drop those things. I'm saying let's just, juggle some things around, shake things up a little so your body doesn't know exactly what's coming next. So some people's rationale is to add a whole bunch more exercise. Now, I don't know what kind of a schedule you have, but most people are pretty busy. Like people do have extra time if they've been at home because of the whole COVID-19 thing. But for the most part, we're all going to be getting back to our lives and we're going to be busy again. So instead of saying, hey, why don't you go walk for another hour? Like, come on, you know, we're not pioneers. We don't always have 2 hours of time to go walk or exercise or whatever every single day. So I'm going to suggest that you get into high intensity interval training, right? You're walking and then you speed things up. Maybe in the distance, you see a little lamppost there and you say, okay, and I walk as fast as I can to that lamppost. And you're swinging your arms and you're really moving your legs and you're really going all out to walk as fast as you can. And then when you get there, you slow down and you walk at that slower pace for, you know, a minute or two. And you do the same thing again. Hey, there's a bench up ahead or a garbage can or that old guy on the corner. Whatever. Just try some of that. It could be, you can do that on your treadmill. You can go fast for a minute and then slow it down for a minute. Whatever feels comfortable for you, right? Some people will do it with like jumping jacks or running on the spot, or there are all kinds of HIIT workouts on YouTube. Just have a look at them. Sometimes trying a new workout is the answer, right? You're still working out for those 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever it is that you've chosen, but you're getting different results because you have a different instructor and you're moving the body in a little bit of a different way. So your body is going, hey, ooh, interesting. I like the rest period, but this fast period, wow. We're trying to improve your metabolism. So now I want you to look at what you're eating and drinking. Are you getting the water that you should be getting? And could you add a little bit of caffeine in there? Caffeine can help boost your metabolism rate. So don't be afraid of caffeine. I know a lot of health people are like, eh, we can't have caffeine, right? It's not good. So that's fine. Let them enjoy whatever they're enjoying. If you don't want caffeine, please don't have any because I said you should. If you don't want it, don't have it. And never drink those drinks, those energy drinks. The horror stories, that's a no-go, okay? As soon as we hear more than 20 horror stories about anything, we need to just push that to the side. So just stick with good old-fashioned tea, coffee, and green tea, right? Those things, we know them. We trust them. They're not lethal, right? Have an extra cup. You can have iced tea too. You don't always have to make it a hot beverage. You can have iced coffee, right? Just easy on the sugar. All right. What else are you drinking? Are you having all these beers? Because, wow, I think we know what happens there. Lots of calories. I'm not saying don't drink alcohol. I'm saying look at the quantity, right? And just relax yourself. There's no reason to drink 12 beers in an hour, right? Just relax it a little. We all want to check out mentally now and then. But if you do, then try to drink drinks that are a little bit less filled with sugar. Just, you know, I'm not suggesting that you become a falling down drunk, but I am suggesting that if you do drink, you drink things that are lower in calories. You know, one glass of wine, right? Or like I always say, something like gin and tonic, right? Very low in calories. Okay, so along with the eating and drinking, let's talk about intermittent fasting. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's a fad. It is a fad. I'm not going to deny it. Because there was never a time in history where we were like, just stop eating, right? Was never our mentality. In all of the centuries past, we were like, everybody needs to keep eating. Food keeps you going. Right? I'm not disagreeing with that. We do need food, right? But if we cut it off at 7 p.m. and then turn it back on at 7 a.m., we're okay. If you have any kind of health issues, if you're diabetic, whatever the case may be, talk to your doctor before you shut food down for 12, 14, or 16 hours. Right? And this is not a healthy practice, especially once you go beyond 12 hours, right? 16 hours once a week might be okay. But especially if you have health issues, go talk to your doctor. 12 hours is probably going to be all right for most people, right? But 16 hours, which seems to be the extreme with intermittent fasting, that is not going to work for everyone. Get some advice before you go out there getting all hungry and stuff. Right? Because you don't want to end up being ravenous. And then in those 8 hours that you allow yourself food, you're totally gorging. Right? If you're hungry, eat something. Right? You don't want to set up a situation where you feel like you're starving to death and you have to have 5,000 calories, like right now, or you're gonna just pass out. So, everything in moderation, try it for the 12 hours and see how you feel. Most people can get through 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. I know that late night eating is a real tough one for a lot of people. So, if you're not able to do that, then just say to yourself, okay, 2 hours before bed, I'm going to stop the food. And then gradually up it to like 3 hours before bed, I'm cutting off the food. You can still have green tea, iced green tea, water. You can still have that. And if you find that you're ravenous at night, then have a fiber type snack, vegetables. I know you don't want me to say that. I know you want me to say, have some ice cream. You'll feel better. But it's not true. You won't. You'll feel fatter and guilty. Right? So try the intermittent fasting and see how that works out for you. Another thing I want you to think about is, are you getting enough protein? Because many times people, they're starving the body of protein. So whatever it is, whether you're vegan or whatever your eating habits are, make sure that you are getting protein and scatter your protein throughout the day. So many times people are only ingesting protein in the evenings. If you're having a smoothie, you can fling some Greek yogurt in there, get a bit of protein. It's not a horrible thing to have a little bit of, eggs, nuts, whatever it is. Keep the body moving along. Keep that protein coming in. It helps you burn calories. It helps your metabolism. You really need protein to feel satiated, right? To feel full. You need it, right? So, now we've looked at when you're eating, we've looked at what you're eating and drinking, and we've looked at high interval HIIT training. We've looked at that. So now I want to talk about stress and about getting enough sleep. Cortisol comes from high stress living. I understand that these are some wacky days we're all living through. I mean, Oh, wow. I don't watch the news, but every now and then something catches my eye. It'll be posted across Facebook, or my husband will be like, because he's all up in the news, right? And we need to cut back on stress. And we certainly don't want to be stressed out about other people's stuff. We have enough of our own stuff. So if you've been feeling stressed out lately, then I want you to stop watching the news. I want you to avoid people as much as possible if they make you feel stressed out. I want you to practice some mindfulness techniques, just deep breathing. Let's get some good old oxygen flowing through. Let's go outside, sit in nature, put our bare feet on the ground, do some grounding, take some deep breaths, and just let go of all of the things that are making you nutty. Just let them go, right? They're just thoughts, they're just floating through. And, like clouds, you can just wave them away, right? And I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, well, that's easy for you to say because I don't know why you think it's easy for me, but I'm sure you do. Because I've had many years of practice. When I get focused on all the shit that makes me nutty, then I'm attracting more shit that makes me nutty. So that's not what I want. So rather, I think about what a great day. Doesn't matter what the weather's like, it's a great day, right? I got up this morning, I put my 2 feet on the ground, and I was able to walk out of my bedroom to go get some water, right? I am able to control my own thoughts. I live in a free country. I don't have a government hanging over me, telling me what I'm allowed to say, what I'm allowed to read, what I'm allowed to look at on the internet, right? So, yeah, it's a great day. I'm moving around in my own steam, able to hear, able to see. Legs are working, arms are working. My mouth is certainly working. So, we have to look for all the little things to feel happy about. I get it. It's not easy sometimes, but we really need to concentrate on releasing that stress so we lower our cortisol levels. Cortisol levels being higher, it leads to more belly fat. And really, that's the last thing we want is more belly fat. I can't think of that many things that I would like less than that. Right? Oh, here. You want some more belly fat with that? No. But thank you for your kind offer. So let's concentrate on lowering our stress levels. Right? Getting time outside. Spending time doing things that we find relaxing, that we enjoy, breathing, meditation, being mindful of not working yourself up, especially over shit that you have no control of. If it's stuff that you were not involved, you don't even live there, why are you getting all upset about it? I say this to my husband all the time. He sees things on the news, and before you know it, off he goes, right? On that magical rage out ride where he is losing his shit over stuff that he can't control. He wasn't there. He's not involved. It's not even in his country. Do you see where I'm going? Yes, we all need to care, okay? But getting into a tizzy is different than caring, isn't it? Right? I am sorry that that's happening over there, but I can't really do anything about it because I'm not there. I mean, I can donate a bit of money to a fund to help, but that's about all I can do, right? I'm not physically there. I can't go there. I'm not the person that started the nonsense, and I don't have any power to finish the nonsense. So just have to be calm and wait for it to pass and focus our attention on things that are more peaceful in the meantime. Because what do we know if we're law of attraction people? We know that what we focus on gets bigger. So if I focus on all the nonsense, what am I attracting? I'm attracting hearing about more nonsense. And look, here's some more crazy nonsense. Right? Oh, and I found some over here too. And hey, let me check that pocket. Whatever we focus on gets bigger. So please, focus on love, focus on light, focus on wellness, health, and a flat belly. Right? Take time for yourself every day to lower your stress levels. And if you notice that you're getting upset, get up, go get some air. Right? Get that blood pressure back down where it needs to be. And the last thing that I would like to touch on is sleep. You need to sleep. And that's all part of worrying, or it could be all part of, like in my case, if I eat at the wrong time or the wrong thing, earlier in the evening, oh my goodness, right? I have serious issues with GERD and heartburn. Oh, that'll keep you up, won't it? Right? Every now and then I think, you know what'd be really good is McDonald's, because I haven't had that in like years, right? I wonder if it's still like delicious. And my body says, you know what? This is absolute crap and garbage, and I'm not going to stand for it. If you're going to shove this poison into me, I am going to have a reaction. And so I sit up for a couple hours, even if it's been, if it was 5 hours ago that I ate this horrible crap, my body is telling me, you know what? You do not put that in me. You don't. You drive past McDonald's. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you an experience that you are not going to forget anytime soon. Right? You do not, don't you dare put those lips on any McDonald's foods, because my body just loses it. I always think, you know, 2 or 3 years go by and I think, you know what used to be delicious? Quarter pounder with cheese. And every single time, my body has this horrible reaction, and I forget about the reaction, but I remember that McDonald's used to be delicious. Okay, so just a quick recap, right? We're going to just gloss over all the things. If you've plateaued losing weight, try to ramp up your metabolism with HIIT workouts, right? You want to get some high intensity interval training flying through there. YouTube, there's always some good ones on there. Caffeine, water, right? Get those things flowing through your body. What you're eating, try to cut back on the carbs. Eat more protein, right? Get some sleep. Right? Go to bed at a reasonable time and make sure that you haven't eaten a bunch of stuff that your body's gonna, or watch something, because sometimes at night we watch something scary or disturbing and our brain says, hey, you know what? Maybe that guy from the movie's outside your window right now. And you're like, wait, what? So just try to get some decent sleep and get into good habits with sleep. Stop eating food that's poison just before bed or in the evenings altogether. Don't watch stuff that's scary or dramatic or worrying or that's gonna, keep you up half the night. Right? Just avoid all that. Get into good routines with your sleep and lower your stress. Right? Stress is one of the worst things for every cell in your body. Just step back and look at all the ways that you can reduce the amount of stress that you feel. Because when you're calm and you're happy, and you're feeling peaceful, what do you attract? More of that. Right? So take control over your emotions, take control over your thoughts as much as you can. Be mindful of what is going on in your brain. So hopefully that helps. And remember, your body just wants you to shake things up when you hit a plateau. Just shake it up. Try a few different things. Add that protein. Add those weird different workouts, right? And get your sleep. Cut back on carbs and alcohol. Try to get rid of as much sugar as possible. And keep yourself calm. Calm. All right. It's been great talking to you. And we will talk again soon. Have a fabulous week. Over and out. Thank you for tuning in to the Weight Loss Woo podcast today. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to the free, brand new Facebook group, Weight Loss Woo, where we discuss transformational weight loss and wellness on the daily.